All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dennis G.
And I'm Neon Fox.
And welcome to another edition of The State of Synth. This episode of The State of Synth is brought to you by the colors magenta and orange. How you doing tonight, Neon?
I'm doing all right. It's a Tuesday. It's not a Friday, but hey, today we've got like Synthwave Redneck doing his little YouTube show, and we've got our show, so it's always a good day.
Yeah, it's always a good day, even when it's not Friday. When there's good synth going on, it is always a happy time. And yeah, we got a lot of jokes.
Oh, we are the masters of corny.
Well, you know, we are Synthwave, and you can't have Synthwave without that nice layer of cheese coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go into our top story of the evening. Top story of the evening. Raccoons invade Abbey Road studio in an alternate version of the 50s and somehow create music that sounds eerily similar to a popular synthwave artist. Very, very strange indeed, this story here, Neon. And for more on this story, we go to our roving reporter who just happens to be a 1950s version of Vasto Vlad. Vasto, take it away.
Well, first of all, salutations to you, Dennis, and to all your listeners. What you hear in the background, this racket, is caused by a never-before-seen event. I am here at the globally recognized, legendary Abbey Road Studios, where suddenly a large group of raccoons have invaded the premises. And I must say, they are going absolutely wild on the synthesizers. It's crazy, Dennis. The raccoons have brought their trash with them, and the studio is now filled with it. The beautiful historical equipment like gramophones used in 1931 when Paul Robson was recording here are all getting clogged. Tape recorders, you name it. These raccoons are making an incomprehensible, incommensurable mess. No one knows where they come from or what they want to do here. Maybe record an album. Who knows? Well, this would be a most interesting way of using the world-class equipment, expertise and quality associated with the Abbey Road iconic studios. Perhaps even more interesting than the fact that artists like the Beatles, Pink Floyd, and the Hollies recorded their masterpieces here. One of the raccoons has put on the wall some kind of poster with a big moon and the raccoon on top of it. I wonder what it means. Could this be the actual creators of the infamous Moon Raccoon Project? We do not know. Back to you, Dennis.
All right, well, thank you very much, 1950s version of Vasto Vlad. We will keep you updated with any details on the story as we progress. Until then...
Oh, he's so talented. He's just so talented.
I love him. He's the best. He was made for this. He really was.
Well, yeah, and somehow he's got these skills to time travel, and wow.
And yes, puts us in another realm. Well, we kind of are doing time traveling every time we play Synthwave, so I guess it's just fitting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on into our weather news. The weather today is a complete mess. Just when you thought it was safe to go outside, bask in the sun, enjoy the bikinis, neon lights, synthy sounds, bam!
Real Wrath of God type stuff.
Fire and brimstone coming from the skies, rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, what are you going to do? It's going to get warmer soon. It is a little chilly. Ugh, what a mess. We're going to move on into our very first tune here. This is from Observer Drift. He's out of Minnesota. This tune is called Camcorder. And here it is, The State of Synth. Enjoy. Thank you. Once again, that is Observer. Awesome tune right there. And moving on into other news. Dubstep music by Skrillex was found to protect against mosquito bites in a new study. No, this is not an April Fool's joke.
I think it also protects against a mate making friends and probably even living a long life.
I think you might be right there, Mr. Neon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Crazy stories out here tonight. We also have a study that pairing music with medication offers substantial reduced pain response with an inflammation pain of about 93%.
And I'm pretty sure if this was synthwave music, it would probably be 100%.
And yes, once again, I think you just might be right. And we have our last in other news story here. The next SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket launch is scheduled for this Sunday, April 7th. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And as always, I recommend everyone watch it on YouTube. And you have to line up and play Starcadian's Ultralove at T-minus 1 minute and 8 seconds while watching it. Just trust me on this. It lines up perfectly.
Well, there you go. A little secret insider tip from Neon Fox. And we have one more little tip here from Neon Fox. We have our feel-good story of the week. And here it is.
All right. Well, while we almost lost our friend Watermelon Bonsai, but he's back. He'll no longer be doing reviews, but that's groovy. He'll still write articles and blogs. 'Twas a close call, but all is well in the world of synth and Twitch. So thank you for sticking around, Watermelon.
Yeah, it's always good when we see members of the Synthwave community sticking in with the community. We love you guys. We love all our synth fan. All right, very nice. Very nice feel-good story of the week. Makes you feel all nice and warm and cushy. We have our next part here. This is the Neon Fox Song of the Week. Just kind of rolling right on into it here.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. This week, I'd like to play a song that sounds a lot like Carpenter Brute and Perturbator had carnal relations with Satellite Young, and they created a wicked hybrid hard synth pop baby. Here's Human Love from Finnish artists Nightstop and Kasser the Disaster.
And here it is. Yeah, once again, that is Night Stop. Awesome tune right there. And Castor the Disaster. What do you think about that tune?
Oh, it's just powerful. I love that Japanese synth pop sound. And yeah, once again, Finnish synthwave artists.
What's going on?
Dominating.
The Finnish are taking over the world. Speaking of Finnish, we have a song lined up from a known Finn, I guess you would say, a known Finnish artist. And we'll get to that right after this. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. The Midnight did an old April Fool's, not an April Fool's trick. According to sources, namely Twitter, it seems that Tim confirmed that The Midnight was indeed putting out a single this month, only to have it redacted as a April Fool's joke. Then, just minutes ago, Tyler confirmed that the group would indeed be having a single be released this month. Closest source to the group, they believe that it will be heavy on nostalgia and that Tyler will be doing the singing. So stay tuned for that and more insightful information on this breaking news. Also, they're playing Australia, July 20th and 21st. Griff and all the Australians out there, Z, they are rejoicing. They are dancing in the streets, Neon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't think they'd make it across the Pacific, but this is just awesome.
That is awesome. And they are going to Australia. They're just going on a world tour, I guess you would
say.
You
know what? You know what? Their air miles, they're cranking up the air miles there, but I think Dance with the Dead will still beat them when it comes to travel points.
I think you might be right on that, but they are definitely, they're putting the miles on there, getting those frequent flyer miles like crazy.
Yep.
Can't wait for them to come back to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next year. We'll see. We'll see what happens when the new album comes out, which apparently new single coming out very, very soon. You heard it here.
Can't wait.
You heard it on Twitter first, and you heard it here second. So, you know, nothing wrong with being number two. And moving on, album releases. We will go into that right now. Album releases, Tomahawk. Yes, this guy just totally snuck up on me. He did a tune, he just put it out, Self-Destruct, featuring Kenny Lane. And that came out March 28th. It just snuck right on past us. We did not debut it last week.
Snuck right past me too.
Yeah, man. You just zip, zippity-doo-dah. And
I'm hanging my head in shame.
You are. We got to get on the ball with this, man. Got to get on the ball. Scandroid will be doing a remix track for The Bad Dreamers, Who You Run To, which is his first ever remix project. That's coming out April 5th at 11 Eastern. They have a time over there at Fix Neon.
They take their stuff seriously.
They do. They do. Not only do they have the date, they have the time when it's coming out, 11 Eastern, and I might just be awake to hear that come out. So that's pretty awesome. New music from Strapblocked, my buddy, entitled The Breakthrough. It is now on SoundCloud and will be hitting all platforms on April 5th. So cool with that. Some really cool stuff.
I love Strapblocked. If you folks have not heard his songs, you need to like check in on this.
Yeah. And also featuring the voice of Mandy May. Very cool.
Well, I wonder how he always gets her voice.
I don't know. It's a mystery. In other news here, we have To Live and Die in L.A., Remember, featuring Dana Jean Phoenix, just got released. Pattern Shift released his, is that the Aliza's Quest?
I think that's right, Aliza's Quest.
On Bandcamp, I just checked out Chapter 2 of the Rites of the Renouncer. It is awesome. It's available on SoundCloud right now, so make sure you check that out. Very immersive story. We have Icarus with Killers, just got released as well. Awesome, awesome video.
Icarus out of Sweden, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think he did a collab. Yeah, he did a collab with Moon Raccoon back a while ago.
Yeah, he's really amazing. In fact, the video is amazingly awesome. if that's even a word. He does some crazy rotoscoping, and it's just totally wild. Levinsky's Pet Hate, that is out right now, and that's a cool tune. I have a little Pet Hate right now because my cat ate my computer wire, but, you know, I'm going to get over it.
My cat's well behaved when it comes to wires.
Oh, they hate my wires. He just devours it. Not only does he like chew it all the way through, he chews it in like several pieces, and then I go to fire it on my computer and I'm like, battery power, why is it not plugged in? And I immediately know it's my damn cat. Drives me crazy. And you know, they're only $75 for a power cord. Anyway.
Yeah, of course. That's all.
We love you, Apple. We have our last, for me at least, album release. We have Turbo Knight. He just released Cybertron. Awesome Transformers video to go along with it.
Yep.
Very, very cool.
And so I'll continue with some here. The Ghost Mall just released In Rewind featuring Carl Cully and Bart Graft. And 7DD9 just released No Mercy, a new single. Driver 86 and Eden Future just released Streets of Night. And I don't know if anybody's heard Driver 86 songs before, but he's always featuring some smooth sax sounds. And they don't overwhelm. They don't overpower. His sax sounds, the music that he, the sax that he puts into his songs is just perfect. Let's see. Going on, we've got Acillion dropped another single called Need Input. And George Ergum Leedze has released a track called Known Things.
Awesome.
And yes, George, thank you. I think last year he put out a little sound bit teaching people how to say his last name. So that's how I was able to do that.
Ergum Leedze.
Xenon has been teasing and telling us that he's got an album coming up. He's very, very social on the Twitter synthwave scene. So his first single, Flashback to Holly, is coming out tomorrow on Bandcamp and next month on all streaming services, along with the album Miami Cop. And Inexcedra, one of my favorite artists, such powerful music, has dropped a hint. He's dropping a single near the end of the month from his upcoming summer album. Some other news, The Encounter and Facehugger have a song releasing. And surprise, Facehugger, of course, it's releasing on Alien Day, April 26th.
Of course.
And finally, my fellow synth DJ and talented producer, Exile, is releasing his long-awaited album, Saga, on April 7th. It includes a 40-page short story in PDF form and 13 tracks to back the story. So, yeah, following in the footsteps, or I guess he's been working on this 2 years, but I love the fact that artists are starting to include stories with their songs.
It's all about the
immersion. This is just great news. Yep.
You got to have the stories. You got to bring people into the universe, and it is so awesome to see more artists doing that. And yet,
right.
Moving on into our next tune, awesome tune. We just mentioned his name. He is the master, Turbo Knight. He is Finnish. He wrote a song with Transformers in it, and we're going to play it for you. This is Cybertron, Turbo Knight on The State of Synth.
Can no longer be separated from the multitude of others within me. Because the Matrix must now be relinquished with the Ozblack, it cannot be restored or passed on to another. And while this may very well mark the end of the Age of Primes, Cybertron. We'll be right back.
Oh my God, that is some Turbo Knight right there. That is amazing. I love that song.
Yeah, and a Finnish artist. I swear it's an invasion.
It is. They're taking over the world. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, so moving on into some of the Synthwave album charts. We're going to give you both of our album charts. I'm going to read the top songs, and my main man, Fox, is going to read you the top albums. So, yeah, without further ado, we're going to give you the number five top song. That is Michael Oakley's Left Behind. Yeah, my man.
That's an awesome track.
That is a great, great tune. The Goondock Saint Strangler in Paradise 2019. That is coming in at number four. Very good.
Congrats, Goonie.
Yeah, congrats to you. Neon Arcadia and Megan McDuffie with Desire. That's coming in at number three. Number two, another one of my buddies, Millennium Falk with Beat Drop.
Guess what? He's Finnish.
He's another damn Finnish person. Oh, we're in trouble. Well, I like all the Finnish people, so when they invade the universe, I hope that they'll have a good role for me. You know,
Finwave.
Finwave, yes. And number one, Dark Smoke Signal with December Rose. That tune is hot right now.
Awesome.
Very hot. All right, with the top albums, Neon Fox, take it away.
All right, well, at number five, we've got Megan McDuffie and her album Hostile Takeover, soundtrack to Wicked Cyberpunk game that's coming out. At number four, we've got Your Sister is a Werewolf with Chad. And at number three, we've got Quixotic, Flamingo Drive-In.
Oh,
amazing album, Quixotic from Hungary.
Love that album.
And of course,
amazing.
Number two, Michael Oakley, his album Introspect. So many good songs on this. So that's not a surprise.
Not at all.
And at number one, holding the position, is Cat Temper, Purring for Vengeance. Yeah. So with this album sitting on the top of the charts for the past 4 weeks, let's have a listen to Tempest by Boston artist Cat Temper.
And here it is. We'll be right back. right. That was a little cat temper right there. Moving on into our touring and event news. Take it away, Neon.
All right. Well, tonight Miles Madrix is performing in Vienna, so he's probably done by now with the time difference. I hope it went great. Retro Future Festival 3 has been announced. That's in London, July 27th, featuring a crazy lineup. We've got Danger, Makeup and Vanity Set, Betamax, Starcadian, LeBrock, Sunglasses Kid, Vincenzo Salvia,
oh my God,
Max Thor, Duet and Stuart Lockwood, and of course DJ She-Ra.
That is
so
insane.
Yeah, London always living the life.
Oh.
Speaking of London, we've got Outland Sunset Cruise, June 1st. And that's featuring 80s Stallone, Sunglasses Kid, Morgan Willis, Future Cop. Future Cop had canceled, and he was replaced by Highway Superstar. So, yeah, once again, those guys, they're living it up. And also, we've got Bad Dreamers supporting FM84 on the West Coast Tour in early May, when they hit LA, San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland. The Midnight is kicking off their spring tour tonight in Baltimore. So right now, some people are having a lot of fun.
Oh, I wish I was there. 2 hours away.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so tempting to like hop in a car or hop on a plane and go see those guys.
Yeah.
And let's see, Giorgio Moroder over in Europe. His Celebration of the 80s tour is in London tonight, or it was, and is followed by Glasgow tomorrow and Manchester and then Italy. Father of synth.
Yeah,
one of them at least.
He is, definitely.
And let's see, we've got Stranger Nights 3 in Oakland tonight, featuring Starfarer, Birthday, Elevate the Sky, Lucky in Love, Stylacoon, and The Problem of Time. So I hope their concert goes great. Saturday, April 6th, we've got VHS Vision and Starcadian and Waveshaper in Stockholm, Sweden. So Starcadian, yeah, he's kicking off his Europe tour.
He's so amazing.
Oh yeah, I keep teasing him to come to Toronto. It's not working. I need help.
I know. Philly, come to Philly too. While you're at
it. So Thursday, the Retro Synth Fury Spring Fest Part 1 kicks off on Thursday night with Metalvin and Gremlin, followed on Friday night Part 2. With Nina, Morgan Willis, Starcadian, Christine, Sung, and YX. So yeah, that's a crazy lineup. Two nights.
Man, Starcadian is all over the place.
Yeah. And that's in Paris.
Oh man.
Laser Synth Night, which features Midnight, Street of Rage, Run Baylor, Sierra, AWITW, is on Friday, April 5th. And Tom Cruise is continuing his tour. Tonight he's in Minneapolis, and then he's in Chicago, and then Toronto this weekend, and Montreal. And then he's got two shows. First one sold out in Alston. So yeah, Tom Cruise, for those of you, one of the originators in the synthwave scene.
Yes, he was.
And I've got three more to talk about.
All right.
Let's see, Sunday, April 7th, Vampire Stepdad, Frisky Monkey, and Solar Disco Force are playing Atlanta. So yeah, it's not often you get to see Vampire Stepdad live.
I love it. His merch game is such on point.
Not only that, the communications he does with his fans, his emails, love the guy.
He's amazing.
Also, Sunday, April 17th, we've got Stranger Nights featuring Lucky in Love, Stylacoon, Elevate the Sky, and The Problem of Time. And finally, May 15th, it was announced yesterday or today, the Endless Synth Session in Portland, Oregon, featuring Droid Bishop, Psych, Ethereal Delusions, Dream Reaper, Void Lust, and Major Hex. So yeah, there's always a live synthwave event going on somewhere. If we've missed something, be sure to email us at tipline@nightride.fm and let us know of any upcoming live shows. Coming up, we have some random stories of interest. Right now, we're going to play a fresh track from Virginian artist The Ghost Mall, featuring Carl Cully from New York and Bart Graff from Ireland. This is In Rewind.
All right, and here it is.
¶¶ like a video cassette. What are we doing? I don't really know.
Yeah, the Ghost Mall right there. Super awesome tune. Very, very good right there. And yeah, so we're going to keep on moving along with some random stories. Ladies and gentlemen, random stories for your informational pleasure, whatever. And here it is. Random stories are always fun, especially this one here. Megan McDuffie. She is on the lookout for some slow, sensual synthwave tracks to go along with her pole dancing. Yes, I said pole dancing. That's an amazing artist right there, ladies and gentlemen. If you have any tracks that you know of and you want to provide her with a little sensual energy, do us all a favor and send them her way. Very nice.
Oh, Megan, bless your soul. What an ambassador for synthwave.
There could be no better ambassador. We love
she's
you, Megan.
She's got talent. She's got talent all over the place.
She is. Like, all kidding aside, she's an amazing producer. She really is.
I'm going to call her the Siren of Synth from now on.
Yeah, we can go with that.
Yeah. Michael Oakley is the Prince of the Keytar. Megan is the Siren of Synth.
There it is. You heard it here first. Love, Death, and Robots is out on Netflix. I just watched, I think, episode 3 or 4. It's a series of animated short stories spanning several genres. Have you any favorites?
Well, let's see. I mean, I've blasted through all, 18 of them?
Oh, my, 18?
Yeah, I think there's 18 short stories. And my favorite was Suits. It's about some farmers using the modified farm mechs to stem the tide of otherworldly monsters. So in a way, it pays tribute to that scene from The Matrix where all the mechs are mowing down sentinels attacking Zion.
Wow.
It's a pretty cool show.
I gotta watch that again. Because I think I fell asleep during that one. I know. I suck. I will watch that one again. Von Kaiser is looking for folks to review his upcoming album. DM him on Twitter or Facebook if you would like to provide an awesome review for his album. They released a single from the album on NRW, which is the We Rule Nation, that channel. It's entitled Crystal Lake. You can find it on YouTube, and we will also be having a review on that very shortly, I believe. Neon, you're going to be tackling that one, right?
Yep. It's going to be my first album review, so I hope it goes well. And yeah, we'll post it up on Night Ride FM.
Awesome. news.nightride.fm. And check that out. If you want to listen to Absolute Valentine's album, Omega, before it drops in 3 weeks, well, all you got to do is head over to metalsucks.net. They've got the album up for early listening. Cool.
Yeah, I love that. I love that site name. So I had to listen to this, and I can tell you I've got my favorite tracks already. One is called Power Trust, followed by Strange Hope. And yeah, this album is so powerful, and it just screams Absolute Valentine. If you're a fan, its music hasn't changed. It's just awesome.
It's just good old Outrun, great synthwave stuff. Absolute Valentine, very good, very good. And we are just about to close out our show, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we want to thank you for tuning in to the State of Synth. As always, if you have any news, releases, or public service announcements, you can send an email to tipline@nightride.fm. I'm your host, Dennis G.
And I'm Neon Fox.
And we'd like to wish you adieu. Make sure you be kind, rewind, and we will see you next week. With that, we're going to finish us out here with the latest track from another Finnish artist. This is Driver 86. Yes.
Finland, they're invading us.
They are. And we're going to finish with this. we didn't write that, I swear. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next time.